Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
A new orange warning has been issued for several counties today with very low temperatures forecast. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Ronan Friel of the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team. But first, Gerry Murphy of Met Éireann is on the line. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Claire.
Tell us a little about this orange warning coming down the tracks.
Well, we issue an orange level low temperature ice warning when we expect the temperatures to drop below -5 degrees over a fairly widespread area. And that is what we expect tonight. So it's going to be another extremely cold night. But as I said, because we expect those temperatures to drop below -5 over a wide area, then we issue an orange warning for that. So really, it's for 19 counties, and it's really more to say what counties aren't in it. Basically, most counties are in it. It's just not at the orange level for Mayo, Sligo and Donegal, because there's a little, they're just not quite as cold up in the northwest, and also not quite as cold in Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford and Waterford. But nonetheless, these counties are still very cold, but they go into orange when we expect them to go below -5.
Okay, and some extremely low temperatures predicted now for the coming days. I see mention of -11.
That's a possibility, but we tend to basically, there is the possibility of -11, but for the most part over tonight, it'll be between about -5 and -10 possible. Like even last night there in our own stations, the lowest temperature was -7.9 in Mount Dillon in County Roscommon, and up in Castle Derg in Tyrone, it reached -9.7. So that was almost touching the -10 mark. So there is that possibility of -11, but that would be only in one or two spots. Overall, for tonight, between -5, possibly -8, -9. And you may get the odd spot that drops even below that. And then tomorrow night's going to be another very cold night, possibly maybe not just quite as cold, but nonetheless still the possibility of an orange warning being issued later on today.
And Gerry, what about freezing fog then? We saw a lot of that over the last few days, maybe a little less, certainly on the east coast today. Is it on the way back?
No, there's good news with regard to freezing fog. The air over us at the moment is that little bit drier, which means that while there may be a few patches of freezing fog, overall there won't be that widespread blanket of freezing fog that we had in recent days and nights. So the critical component really is the low temperatures and consequently the ice associated with that.
Okay, and then for the outlook then for the weekend, are we expecting temperatures to rise?
Gradually so. During tomorrow night into Friday morning, we will see a band of wintry showers pushing into the northwest, more over over counties like Derry, Antrim, Tyrone, etc., but some of them in Donegal as well. And then some wintry showers in the northwest there on Friday. But the temperatures do increase that little bit, which means that whereas at the moment we have daytime temperatures between 0 and 4, by Friday they get up to between 2 and 6. Saturday, another little bit higher than that again. And the proper mild weather comes in on Sunday as a band of rain pushes up from the south. So it would be noticeably mild, become noticeably milder on Sunday with a gradual increase on later Friday into Saturday. And then, however, I must point out, though, Claire, that once that mild air does push through, it becomes quite cold again on Monday, Tuesday. But it's what we'd call more typical cold in that it's got showers coming in off the Atlantic. So it's not the same stagnant, very cold air sitting over us.
OK, respite for Sunday, but maybe back to the cold weather then next week.
Yes, but not as cold.
Not as cold. That's good to hear. Gerry, thanks very much. That's Gerry Murphy there from Met Éireann. And Ronan Friel from the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team is on the line. And we heard that warning from Met Éireann, Ronan, about very low temperatures tonight. And you have a very specific ask of people. Stay away from the Wicklow Mountains if you're not prepared, because you have snow tourists coming there to experience the weather, and some of them may not be very well prepared.
Good morning, Claire. The advisory from our team is even with 4x4 and winter tyres, a lot of the patches and areas there is zero grip because it's just sheer ice, because we haven't had a thaw. So the problematic areas are, it's just sheet ice. Mm-hmm. So even in a 4x4 and thinking that you're in control, you have zero grip. And without the likes of snow chains and that, you're just putting yourselves at risk, which is drawing out the likes of ourselves or towing companies.
And you've been out, you've had to rescue families?
We go out just to bring people off the hill. Like, the car goes into a ditch. We don't want anybody having to walk out in a snowdrift or anything like that. So, yeah, we will go up. We pick people up from the cars, and then they can get a tow truck to sort the cars out at a later stage. But, yes, unfortunately, we've been out to multiple calls now since the snow has come in. Mm-hmm. And it's been on people that were driving outside their, I suppose, scope of skill set.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, not having the skill set is one thing, but not being dressed for the weather, I suppose, is another, isn't it?
Yeah. We've even taken people off the hill in Crocs. So, yeah, not being dressed for the weather is...
I'm laughing, but you know what? We can all make that mistake. You think, I'll go out for a drive, I'm not going to get out of the car, and then something happens where you get stuck and
absolutely,
you end up walking around the Wicklow Mountains in Crocs, which are basically like flip-flops.
Yeah, you go out in the car, lovely and warm, and unfortunately when it's in a ditch, you need to get out of it.
Right, so you've seen that, people walking in Crocs in the snow.
We need to drop them at the local village.
All right. So listen, the warning is you just want people to not do it, not go out in the snow as a snow tourist, because it's so unpredictable, isn't it?
Yeah, we're ambassadors of everybody should go out into the mountains and enjoy themselves. But where your car starts to lose grip and where your car should not be, leave it at the side of the road, park into a car park and walk the rest of the way and enjoy the snow that way. Mm-hmm. But bringing your car up into an area that's sheet ice is just, you're putting yourself and your family in danger.
And there are warnings on the roads, aren't there? There are warnings saying this road is impassable or, you know, don't drive this way. But are you finding that people are ignoring them?
Yeah, we have an agreement with Wicklow County Council and the Gardaí that when the snow comes in, and we'll do multiple drives ourselves across the hills, and we put out road impassable signs on all areas into it, and we even have small standing signs on the road saying road closed. So people are just bypassing them.
They're driving around them.
Yeah.
See, that must be very frustrating for you and the team.
It can be when you're sitting down to dinner with the family and the pager goes off. Mm-hmm. But that's why we're here, that we go out, rain, hail, sleet or snow, to bring people home.
All right, Ronan, thank you very much for that. Ronan Friel there, Deputy Team Leader with the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue, asking people to please, if you are going out, be careful, take heed of the warning signs, don't drive past them, don't wear Crocs, dress appropriately, and maybe stay at home by the fire. That might be a better option. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.